The following is a continuation of a disciples' meeting from tape number 497.
I remember there was one woman, she was just recently coming to Krishna consciousness, and she wanted to go out, and I wouldn't let her go out, and she really got like, so what kind of, what is this? I want to go out. No, you can't go out. So that's kind of artificial, that everybody has to stay together in the pressure cooker, and nobody's allowed out. But there's something behind it, because the temple management is aware that when the devotee does go out, it's not that he goes into his room to chant Hare Krishna, but he may go to fall asleep or walk around and space out. Even I remember devotees in Houston, when they had a temple, it was in a very good neighborhood, and when devotees would go wandering around the streets at that time, and there were incidents, and they were attacked and things like that. So it's not that the management is just unreasonable completely, but I think partly they have to recognize this, these statements about wanting to being chanting alone for some. it's nice sometimes to chant with devotees. I think that on that scale from 0 to 5, where you fall asleep, it's good for that. The tendency not to fall asleep so much when you're with others, but being disturbed by others chanting, that's a reality for some. So I agree with you. I think it's can be conducive to better chanting. Also, chant alone. You have to do whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness, avoid what's unfavorable. So, and then so we don't have to chant all our rounds in that time in temple life when devotees are encouraged to stay together. But when you get up early, some devotees have chanted their minimum requirements before they even go to Mangal Arati, and those rounds are usually chanted alone. So there is facility for it, and there's definitely something to be said for it. When for some reason you are in that situation of other chanters, you can still just listen to your own, with concentration, just listen to your own sound vibration. And take a kind of strength and encouragement from the group sound. As some don't like it, some do. I remember one devotee telling me that this is the most wonderful thing in the whole day. He said, this time, he said, it's so powerful that everybody is chanting together. And I remember he was really extolling it. It was like, for him, it was like a hidden, powerful thing in community life, that when everyone chants together, and he liked it, but others don't like it. One thing in its favor is staying together and chanting. Is that if devotees go off together for the quote japa walk unquote, and which turns into a japa talk instead. But if you can, if you're sleepy and you take an actual japa walk and you pay attention to the holy names, then and it's beneficial. Comments from the round you chanted? Yes?
This is just, this question was asked before on the Srimad Bhagavatam class in San Diego, and the response was really different.
What was the question?
His question.
About chanting alone.
Yeah. And he, I don't recall, it was when I was in San Diego, the Bhakti program, but the response was really nice. He's, whoever the devotee was, had mentioned that when you chant together, this is for a plus for chanting together, that it is difficult to chant together, as is the time of death. And it was, he had said, if we can learn to really listen in a group, like here it was very difficult for me to focus, but if we can learn somehow to focus with a group, mm-hmm. then the individual chanting will increase also.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go hand in hand. And actually that's what I experienced too. It was very difficult for me to chant. Same time, I figured, well, if I can learn how to chant with everybody here,
mm-hmm.
then there's a greater opportunity when I'm alone.
I think the obvious benefit is for less advanced devotees, and we can't so quickly say, oh, I'm not in that category. So all the examples we give of someone leaving the group, and then he goes off and he goes into some, you know, straying, deviant activity of not doing the japa. So he admits that if I stay with this group, they're all chanting, and that's all that's going on, I'll chant. And as soon as I go by myself, I don't chant. I think more things, and I start to do things, or I fall asleep. So that's why we do chant together. But it's not like a principle that it can be argued that it's superior to chanting alone or something like that. Yes?
I found that I chanted a real good round. It reminds me of when, back in the 80s, when you would have japa classes with your disciples.
Oh, yeah.
I found those to be real helpful. Maybe now that you have a new japa reform notebook, so to speak,
yeah.
you could do that.
Yeah.
So it really emphasizes the importance of it. You know.
Yeah, I remember Gita Nagari in Philadelphia, during the japa, would chant maybe sometimes with the devotees, and then I would go somewhere, and the devotees would come in like a smaller space, usually, than the temple room.
And you'd read.
I'd read something about japa,
yeah.
and then we'd all go together, chant together. Yeah, and they, I know still devotees, they like that, and they say, can we do that together? I like to do that.
But looking back, generally speaking, my rounds were better in those days than they are now. I mean, even though I'm still trying, but maybe that was just the extra help that we got.
Yeah. And more things to think about now. I was just giving the Brahman initiation to two devotees, and that's a 5-minute meditation. So I was encouraging them that you just withdraw from the world, whatever you're doing, for just 5 minutes. You're taking the time anyway, so actually do it, and don't let your mind keep running on about what you're going to do later. Everything will still be there in 5 minutes. So in japa, although that may be hard for 5 minutes, but japa you have to put the whole thing on hold for much longer, for hours, like 2 hours. Of time in which you are agreeing to not worry or plan make, but to just depend on the holy name. So for people with active minds, it's very difficult. And that's what we're talking about, overcoming that difficulty. especially in Kali Yuga, and especially in the West. Still, we have to find the most conducive situation and do it and try to improve. Yes.
Think of a future Krishna or a pastime of Krishna. Is one higher than the other?
I think I discussed that here, and that Prabhupada's letters, that he says the attentive hearing, the natural result will be to think of the past times. And he's answering a letter, and someone, you can tell from the way he's answering, someone written to him and said, is it offensive to think of the past times of Krishna while chanting? Which shows that somehow this idea was going around, that it was a bad thing or a wrong thing. So Prabhupada said that it's not offensive, it's the goal of the chanting, to think of the pastimes of Krishna. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that by chanting the holy names, the whole panorama of Krishna's pastimes will be revealed. So that's the goal, chanting of Krishna and thinking of Krishna's pastimes. Nam, Rupa, Guna, Leela. Sri Radhika Madhava Yorapara. We sing, what's the next line? Madhurya Leela, Guna Rupa Nama. Guna, the qualities, how nice Krishna is. Rupa, how beautiful he is, with his with the karnikar flower on the ear and the peacock feather, his form. Guna Rupa Namnam, his name. It's not like a duality. If you that one should be done, one shouldn't be done. If you want to try to stimulate that, you can stop sometime and read a verse, and then when the verse is in your mind, a verse describing Krishna's guna or rupa, or verse describing the glories of the name. So then stop and think about that, and then chant it again if it's favorable for you. But it's the goal of chanting is to be completely immersed in all those things, name, form, pastimes of Krishna, while chanting Hare Krishna. It's not just an exercise of hearing without feeling. When Prabhupada had faith that just hear that the mantra is Chintamani, is a touchstone. If you can touch it with your attention and your tongue and your ear, then these things will happen. So just hear with faith in the hearing. Any other comments? So let's do another round together, and then we'll talk about other things. So if you tend to get disturbed by everyone's kind of close together here, or it's hot or whatever, just get ready to tolerate that. Think of what Kaliya Damana just said. If we can chant nicely in this condition, then we can chant nicely in any condition. On the other hand, we're often we may think what an annoyance to be packed in with so many devotees, but to be packed in with non-devotees, that's really horrible. Like in public places, it's very difficult to, if you chant out loud, someone will actually tell you to stop. And so you can be grateful, even though it's annoying. I can remember it later, how I was with all the devotees and chanting. Together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krish Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, H
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Okay. It's just my round is tie time, so that was 7:55. One of the most wonderful sections about Harinam is in the Adi Leela chapter 7 with the Mayavadi sannyasis. That's Lord Chaitanya, why he's always chanting and not studying Vedanta. And he just said how his spiritual master told him that you're a fool, you should only chant Hare Krishna. And by chanting he began to feel all these symptoms of unsteadiness and restlessness and great happiness, sadness. He thought he was going crazy. And he asked his spiritual master what it was, and he said, these are symptoms of love of God. I think of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that taking that role of a brahmachari disciple of his spiritual master and on his order chanting and immediately entering that ecstasy, and then showing the simple faith in the guru, doing what the guru said, and then asking the guru, what is this that's happening to me? So he offered this in that very formidable group of great philosophers and renunciates. He explained about the pure effects of chanting, and they were very charmed and moved by his explanation. And he goes on to tell other things there about how, in addition to the Hare Krishna mantra, my spiritual master told me to chant Trinadapi Suniche Na, and he taught me Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam. And another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, how a devotee, he chants and he feels ecstasy and does not care what others think. And Prabhupada has very good purports there too. So these readings also can strengthen our convictions. Anyone have anything else about that? Yeah.
Personally, what correlation do you find between the speed of your chanting and the quality? Since you've seen that, you pay attention to it. So.
Well, I seem to be on the slow side. So, in itself, I don't think that's anything particularly bad or good. It's just maybe just people are slow and some are fast. It may not. I don't think it's necessarily a spiritual quality or something to begin with. So being slow, I tend to want to make it faster and bring it down to like 7.5. If it's so, I find if it's very slow, then it must be something wrong. I must be not paying attention, drifting and stopping in my mind. Yeah, so sometimes if I really get going for a while and start getting, and really surprise myself, like if I chant something like 6 minutes and only 6 minutes and 7 seconds or something, I don't know, I become suspicious on the other side. How did you chant so fast? Maybe you skipped over some of the beats, or how did you do that? So I think I don't know what it has to do with. It may have to do with all kinds of physical, mental things having to do with our psychophysical nature. So, and it may change throughout your life. But as far as time, I would say, you know, there's a certain time that I think is good for me. That's say 7.5, that I'm chanting quickly for me, and it's not too slow, and it's not just rushing to break world records, the 4-minute mile. Make it 3:58 and then bring it down to 3:56, like the athletes do. Must be with devotion. And even when I'm not chanting well, I always feel so much appreciation, and I'm always amazed at this, how easy this is, and such a nice form of meditation on Krishna's name, how much is available through it, and that Prabhupada, he stressed it so much. I always like to hear him talking about chanting and how it's important. And Prabhupada really gets into it in lectures or in purports, and so that's a source of inspiration too, of the importance he gives to chanting. He himself was mostly engaged in distributing the holy name, not in private bhajan. So we think of him as the great world preacher giving Krishna consciousness to others. But his emphasis as in spreading Krishna consciousness was get people to chant Hare Krishna, and he would write about chanting Hare Krishna. So, and his faith was in the holy name as the way that people could take to Krishna consciousness. So as a founder acharya, we have a founder acharya who very much stresses the Hare Krishna mantra, and he insists that this is not his invention, but this is the message from the Yuga avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can chant with full confidence that this is not something over-exaggerated by us, the importance of it. There's no question of that.
I find that I'm more attentive in my japa than I am during kirtan. And I guess that maybe it's because it's always stressful chanting attentive rounds. But I guess the inattention, the same offense can hurt you pretty badly in kirtan too if you're not attentive there.
Yeah. We kirtans, group kirtans of artiks, Mangal artiks, and others, they're meant to be attentive, and they can be wasted thinking of different things, even offensive things.
I guess I have a feeling like it's compulsory with japa, but it's like...
Yeah, there's not much, you could say, not much preaching about attentive kirtan compared to the japa, but it's the same. And sometimes it's not really, it's not, the word japa or kirtan is not used, it's just this, oh, the harinam. So, harinam, Prabhupada sometimes says, is more valuable because it's distributed to others. Kirtan is. Japa is for yourself, and kirtan is being distributed. So in that sense, when it's operating like that, it has more value. But, yeah, it's a good point.
And the quality...
Dhiradatta, you gotta not listen to the guitar, but listen to the... holy name. Or if it's not guitar, it's something else that we're listening too much to the music.
How about the madanga?
What does Bhaktivinoda Thakur says? When I hear the madanga, my heart leaps in ecstasy.
The quality of the distribution of the name too would also probably depend on the intention.
Yeah.
The channels.
Yeah, one year in Mayapur, to make things interesting, they had a contest of kirtan. All the different parties in ISKCON entered the competition for who was the best kirtan. We had senior devotees were judges. And then mixed in were some professional groups from Bengal. And Prabhupada, he was there this time. And they were on the stage, and he was listening from his room, and he said something that he didn't like their chanting. He said, they're just crying, money, money. So, yeah, if devotees go on the street and they're really with faith, and you know, simple faith, purely chanting so that people will hear, then it would... That sound will pierce people's hearts more than some other sound that's not so pure. So the same principle, that the outer symbols of the name are not the name, but but when it's shudanam, when it's done with pure devotion, by a pure devotee, his chanting. I sometimes give the example about Allen Ginsberg, that he picked up the chanting of Hare Krishna in India and was chanting in America even before Prabhupada, but he didn't have faith in it, and his behavior was so abominable. So not very little benefit, you could say, derived by those who heard. Although Prabhupada encouraged him, encouraged George Harrison.
There's mention of external techniques that can help focus the mind, like locking yourself in the room and putting plugs in your ears and covering your eyes even. I find certain things like that very helpful, and I was wondering if you have any techniques, not necessarily external, but techniques that you've been able to effectively employ over the years that have helped you.
Mm. Well, I made that one point, though, that... things that work sometimes, then they don't work later. Like just like that, some of the poisons they use to kill pests and bugs, and after some generations, the bugs are able to enjoy and eat that. And so the chemists have to invent a new formula. So it's kind of like that. The mind is very devious and difficult. Conquer. I used to chant I used to chant with a mirror and to look at my mouth. Just the mirror focused on the mouth, because somebody told me I wasn't chanting all the syllables. And then I noticed I wasn't, so I was just like trying to improve a very a bad habit. So sometimes you have to go to extremes. And I was just making sure that my mouth was saying all the words. But that was kind of a strange thing, and I didn't continue to do it, although it helped me at that time. So there are different things like that. You have to really do something extreme. Even if it looks foolish to others, if it helps you, you can do it. But if they are external, then ultimately they're not going to be the way to shudanam. Well, a simple thing that I always do and advise is about stand. That if you're feeling sleepy, that you should stand. That's call that a technique, I guess. Sometimes devotees they persist in sitting because it is a better posture. But if you can't do it properly, then you can stand sometimes and then sit again. Simple things like that. And I'm very, a real follower of the early morning, as early as possible. That doesn't seem external. That's like a real Brahma Muhurta, chanting Hare Krishna early in the morning, because the passions of the day are not aroused, and it tends to be quiet wherever you are. That's real important. To me, like, I very rarely will go to Mangalartik not having chanted rounds, and it's like, it may happen sometimes due to travel or something, but it really seems strange and awkward to me. I feel like I'm really behind the eight ball, that no rounds chanted. But I go at least 8 rounds chanted, or 11 or something like that, before Mangalartik. And the later it gets, and then the harder it gets to make them up. Or to say them with quality. And try to do extra rounds in the evening, if you can. Some things that come to mind. Yeah.
When I was in San Diego, and this just came out of nowhere, I was chanting, and a bhakta came up to me, and he chastised me, and he said, your guru is the Japacharya of ISKCON, and it's your responsibility and all the disciples' responsibility to show others how to chant properly. That was a really heavy responsibility. I realized at that point, it is our responsibility. We're representing our Gurudev. Now, in Japas, is it?
Yeah, that's a good point. And again, it's not my invention. It's what Prabhupada says, and what the Acharyas say for the Dharma for the age.
There's one more thing. I'm sorry. This is what we do in Boulder. We call it the hot seat. It just came out. The hot seat is every time we have a new bhakta or bhaktin, we sit him in front of a tape recorder.
Oh.
And we chant. And one time everybody chanted like 20 minutes, and we sat down for prasadam, and we were laughing because it was pathetic how everyone's chanting, what you think you're chanting and what you're actually chanting.
You mean one at a time, each person chanted, and then you heard the chanting?
And we all sat together and pointed out and said, oh, because my thing is I do about 15 ramas. I get stuck on everybody had something, and a tape recorder, it's really a wonderful process, and it puts one on the hot seat. That worked really well.
Interesting. Just to pay attention to it and to tax your brains to how to help each other is nice. Yeah?
I was wondering, just the way Sri Krishna gave the Brahma Samhita Lord Brahma Ishvara Parama Krishna, that's a famous verse. So I was wondering, if we know the personality who Krishna gave the Mahamantra to.
I don't think of some like historical incident of just one person.
Remember in the tape, I can't remember, in the Krishna storybook tapes, was it the whole Hollywood production, there was a story of Lord Bohr. He said that he said something about, and of all the prayers that the demigods were offering, the one that the Krishna was most pleased with Hare Krishna. Some Purana was mentioned. It
doesn't mean that was the first time it was ever given.
I was supposed to say I can get to it.
I think the main focus we have is that although the Hare Krishna is eternal sound coming from Krishna Loka, it was especially introduced with emphasis by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we think of him and his distribution of Hare Krishna starting in Navadvipa and going all over the world now. Here's a question about chanting. If a person chants all their life but does not take initiation, is it possible that they could go back to Godhead? Anything is possible on an exceptional basis, but the rule is that everyone should take initiation. And it's not just a technical thing, but by receiving the order of the spiritual master and receiving the holy name from him, following the rules and regulations, that's the way to make progress. What does it mean to go back to Godhead? If a person chants all their life, a person may chant all their life, initiated or not initiated, and may not go back to Godhead. It's not just that you can prove that I chanted so many millions of times. I remember in Philadelphia, used to recite that prayer that despite one's endeavor to chant the holy name for many, many lifetimes, he'll not get the fruit of the chanting, Krishna Prema. If his chanting is infested with offenses. It's a very startling verse. So you can chant with a spiritual master or without. With is required, but even then we have to reach the stage of crying for Krishna and realizing that Krishna is his name and Krishna is my beloved and I want to serve Krishna in the spiritual world and in a particular way, and then you can go back to Godhead. But chanting is the best way to bring all this about. Oh, another thing in answering your question, Jagannath Krishna, is I sometimes try to take time out to arrange some time when I can increase my japa, a little japa retreat of some kind. And that can be up to the individual how they do it. And some already doing it, they may increase on Ekadasi. And some devotees are busy or just can't see how they can do things like that. And months and months go by and there's no question of anything like that. So I've started to try to plan that this is a... an area that tends to be neglected in my life, and so I take some time to just chant and increase my quota, and that's the basis of this book, is the diary kept at that time. So even if we don't keep a diary to do that, it's better than nothing, even if we can't make permanent increases. It's always nice to hear about people increasing their rounds. But if we can't do it, then this is another thing to do, to sometimes take a retreat and do it. And just give all your attention to chanting as you normally can't do. And at least the taste will remain and you want to do it again. So that's under the heading of increased quota, which is generally recommended for offensive chanting. But how to bring it about practically, that's just, as you were asking, for some personal behavior of mine. That's one way to bring about practically the increased chanting, which we know is good for us. If we can increase our japa, that's a gain. We must remember we have been given the bare minimum. Getting late. Okay, we can just finish out with more japa talk. Yeah.
Prabhupada generally said if we go on chanting 16 rounds and following the four rags all our life, that it's guaranteed that we'll go back to God. Now, when you get into other works like Parinams and Tavani, and you understand the fine tuning has to be there to make advancement in the chanting of the holy name. How much does that apply?
Well, my understanding is that those statements, they're not only by Prabhupada, but they're in different verses too. That by chanting Hare Krishna, you go back to Godhead, something like that. I can't think of one right now. But the Prabhupada statements to that effect are like sutras, and they actually contain in them all the, if you unpack them and or actually try to understand it, they include all the elaboration that is in the advanced studies like Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Vishwanath Chakravarti. It's not that Prabhupada's statements contradict them. How could that be? Because Prabhupada is he's an acharya in the cyclic succession. It's not that Prabhupada's statements contradict them. How could that be? Because Prabhupada is he's an acharya in the cyclic succession. So then you have to start looking into his words. If he says, I guarantee if you just chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds, or you will go back to Godhead. And so it doesn't mean that if I chant offensively I'll go back to Godhead. That would contradict all the other things that Prabhupada says. So then nothing else is needed but the holy name, and by chanting the holy name, eventually I'll come to the offenseless platform, and in this lifetime, if I do it in this way, so I think it just has to be taken that they like seed statements, and they only there's any seed statement like in Vedanta Sutra, you really can't understand it quite by itself. It requires the commentary. That's the whole thing about Vedanta Sutra, that without the commentary, it cannot be understood. The Mayavadis make a devious commentary, but we don't say there shouldn't be commentary. We also say there has to be commentary. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary, or Baladeva Bijabhusan is the commentary. But by itself, it's so brief that only a very wise person could understand the whole thing. Otherwise, we'd be guilty of like a simplistic attitude of a statement like that, and take it to mean that mechanical or offensive chanting will bring me perfection. So I don't think it minimizes the force of Prabhupada saying that. It's true, but how it's true and how it will occur and to who it will occur, that is not so easily understood from the brief statement, but it's contained in there. And there may be, as for studying Prabhupada's remarks, there may even be some occasions where he would say that or something like that, and then someone would ask him, and then he himself would begin to elaborate what it actually means. Yes.
If we have committed unlimited offenses to the holy name and now want to start again, do we try to make up for those offenses, or do we just forget them and go on? Or
there's some description about that in the seventh canto, when Prahlad Maharaj describes the nine processes. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Under one of them, maybe Kirtanam, I'm not sure. Prabhupada talks about offenses to the holy name and how to overcome them. And there are different prayers he recommends to say if you're an offender. And then constant chanting, those are two things that come to mind. for if you're offensive and you want to stop this offensive attitude toward the holy name, these are things to do. And of course, the offenses come in the shape of the 10 offenses, so stop doing them. Other than that, it's not like an atonement, a prayaschitta that has to be done, but just that can become, like Prabhupada criticizes in religions, how people ask forgiveness and then just do the same thing again. There has to be real remorse that I'm so fallen, I've offended the holy name. And then just start some reform habits. So I hope this book will help you in that regard. Just to take it seriously, this book doesn't end up that at the Sudanam stage was reached. But taking it so seriously and intensely, trying to improve and being unhappy that it's not in the state it should be, this is a good mentality for us now, rather than be complacent and think it's all right. But I must do something to improve my chanting, and it may include all kinds of things like changing my job, leaving my family, moving to a different place. If I can be convinced that that will improve my chanting, I should do it. So I think we should stop. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.